This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you
Steve Bannon with huge news is coming up in the next segment. I want to give Alistair the floor. He's in Ground Zero, Australia, to describe what he witnessed and what he saw under almost 2 years of World Economic Forum, UN, martial law, the model of their takeover plan, or the war for the world, as a great Australian coined the term. Go ahead, Alistair.
Yeah, exactly. It's all happening right here. And we know this because Moderna has a 7-year contract to manufacture all their vaccines here. So even though we're only just letting go of some workplace restrictions, my workplace, unfortunately, has not dropped their restrictions, so I still have not been hired back at my job. But I've seen protests, pepper spray, ghost highways, curfews, medical violence, everything. The Great Reset does not look happy. Klaus Schwab says we will have nothing, own nothing, and we will like it. That's not true. We're not going to like it. We're going to be very depressed. Melbourne was the most livable city in the world until a couple of years ago, and it's officially out of the top five. So that just goes to show you what the Great Reset looks like for your cities and for your country. So I only hope America can keep that flame going for a little bit longer, because we're in trouble if you guys don't keep the fort.
I agree. Describe what it was like living at Ground Zero of the New World Order.
It was dull. Every day was the same. Like I said, I was working at a supermarket, so I was one of the few people that could interact with the public, and the public were only interacting with people like me. No one was seeing each other, you know. The first day when I saw the masks at the supermarket, you could feel in the air that we'd lost something, that there was a deadness in the air. And it's never really left. So it's really incredible. I mean, we definitely had the worst of it, but like you say, this was the target point. I mean, we've got the COVID camps ready. We've got the factories ready to manufacture new vaccines, more RNA-based technology, and whatever else they want to introduce. So I only hope that when the oncoming collapse, which you've been predicting, and I'm afraid you're probably right again, Alex, I only hope that we can rebuild something out of it, because unfortunately, I think it is going to get quite bad over the next couple of years.
That's right. They want to initiate the collapse in their own words and bring in their control. Now we have to point out they initiated the collapse and put them in prison and stop their Great Reset and their Build Back Better program. But that feeling you describe of heaviness and no fun anymore and scarcity has a name. It's called tyranny. It's called slavery. It's called the New World Order. It's called the Great Reset, and we must reject it. There's a war for the world happening now, and Australia is the epicenter.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, dead on. And to be honest, I think you're doing the strongest work, and you've been 100% correct about everything for this past couple of years. As soon as I saw toilet paper flying off the shelves, I knew the man to turn to. Alex Jones, and you were hitting the nail on the head from the get-go, so I hope you keep doing it, man.
And we're trying. It's only you that keeps us on air, and God bless you, brother. We've been shipping the books out within 24 hours of the orders. Obviously, they were pre-ordered for a month, so it was back order because we couldn't ship it until the book got here. But since the book came in, it's been shipping the day after, so they may have robbed it out of customs. But even if that happens, you can still get the digital copy at Amazon.com. God bless you, and thanks for the support. All right, Steve Bannon has been on fire for a long time, and he was the brain trust, really, that got Trump to do what he did against the globalists. It's really true, him and Stephen Miller. And he has really been calling it like he sees it. He's been dead on. So we're going to cover the waterfront. I'm going to try to just shut up when he joins us in 1 minute and just let him roll for the next two segments and lay out what he sees happening these midterms any tricks the deep state has up their sleeves and what we can do to take control of this country back in our hands. Because we have no choice. Submission is total slavery. It's our best seller. We first came out with it 5 years ago, and it was a moderate seller. But as folks tried Vitamin Mineral Fusion and experienced the way it made them feel and how healthy it made them, it has become our number one overall bestseller. And it's been sold out for a while, but it's finally back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion doesn't just supercharge your immune system, but it helps every cellular function of the body. It has all the minerals, all the key amino acids, all of the essential vitamins that you need to live and be healthy. Essential means without these things, you die. And so much of the food is debased. There's so many chemicals in the environment. It is critical to bolster our body's defenses with a product like this. Now, there are other great vitamin mineral products out there, but this is amongst the very best, and it's a low price, and it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you lose is not taking action today, getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, Steve Bannon, really the brain trust behind the 4 great years we had of Trump, is here with us for just 2 segments, and we're going to give him the floor to give his incredible analysis he's been doing daily on his own show, 7 days a week, The War Room, of these midterms of 28 days out. And the numbers, even in their skewed polls, show Republican landslide. So what is the deep state going to do to grab victory from the jaws of defeat? So, Steve, I'm going to give you the floor. You're hosting the show. Thanks for being here with us.
Well, look, glad to have you back. As much as they try to take you out of this important midterm, Alex, you're back and your voice is needed more than ever. And here's why. You know, there's 2 things going on concurrently. Number one, obviously the tectonic plate shift of the common sense of the American people awakening to what's going on and the math at every level, at school board, state legislature, your county commission, election boards, medical boards, all the way up through the House and the Senate is shifting dramatically. And I can talk about a few of those numbers. And what they're trying to do to thwart that. But simultaneously, I mean, go to the homepage of Drudge today. And this is kind of where your specialty is. They clearly know they're going to be blown out of power. And I mean in the House, in the Senate, in just everywhere up and down. A historic beating. We're actually going to destroy the Democratic Party as a national political institution. But then simultaneously look at Drudge, and Drudge has really now become the establishment's megaphone. If you look at that, it's a tale of two countries. Right now, the people in the United States are worried about what's going on locally with inflation, with crime, with immigration, all of it. And the votes are showing that. At the same time, the elites you see on Drudge have metastasized the situation in Ukraine to try to be. Look, and people said Alex Jones is a conspiracy theory guy. Alex Jones is a wing nut. He's a nutcase. But hey, I think you were on my show a month ago or 6 weeks ago where you said, hey, there are going to be some sort of cyber attacks. They're going to say these cyber attacks all came from Russia. And the other day, was Associated Press, said the cyber attacks at the airport. Oh, by the way, in the third paragraph, oh, yeah, the Russians are responsible. So I think that we have to be on guard for something that the establishment is going to try to pull, the uniparty. And the reason is that, particularly the radical Democrats and the globalists, they understand that we're about to take control of real power, the House of Representatives, the appropriations process. And look, we're going to have a lot of fighting, infighting afterwards. It's not going to be perfect. There are a lot of rhinos on here, a lot of people that are, still globalists, but we got to win. We don't have any choice. But if we don't win this November, we don't win in 4 weeks from today, the country's over. There's no doubt about that, where these radicals are going. So,
Well, please repeat, because I watch your show, not just when I'm on it, I watch it every day. Repeat with the analysis of the elections and why I agree with you that it's a landslide, seismic shift. But as you're saying, the deep state's going to pull something, obviously ratcheting up the war, all of it, distract from the economy, the imploding borders. But what do you, with your research, think they're going to pull?
Well, I don't know. I mean, this is kind of your expertise. I think it's something clearly. They are the United States government. The Biden administration is goading these guys on, at least in people's mind, something about some nuclear Armageddon. And the Defense Department, people have come out and said there's no difference in threat. You know, we haven't gone up the threat scale at all, but they continue to talk about this. Look, the Ukrainian situation is a border dispute in eastern Ukraine, Russian-speaking Ukraine. It is a border dispute that is not even central to the national security interest of Europe. And you can tell this by the voters in Europe. The voters in Europe right now, whether it's in the UK, France, Italy, and Germany, are starting to revolt against all this money and the lack of energy resources coming from Russia, particularly as we go into a cold winter. So the voters there are starting to understand this after all this propaganda. What is shocking to me is we're seeing numbers, and Alex, you should know right now, I think this afternoon on the show we're going to talk about maybe 50, 60, 70 House seats. These are all in play. There's articles today in the New York Times about nine congressional seats in New York that are right at almost dead even right now. We're in Oregon, we're in California, down in the Rio Grande Valley in South Texas, as you know. The Democrats are pulling funding out of those Hispanic congressional districts in South Texas. We are running the tables right now, and the reason is people have had a belly full of this. They've had a belly full of the inflation, the crime, the invasion of the southern border, the cultural Marxism in the school. They're from Rhode Island. Rhode Island, too. We haven't controlled Rhode Island, too, since 1992 in over 30 years. A Chinese Fung, a guy named Fung, is up 6 points on one of the golden boys of the Democratic Party. In Connecticut, we're up in a couple of congressional districts. These are deep blue states, Maryland, Connecticut, Oregon, Rhode Island, deep blue states in deep blue districts. We're now winning. And so they've got to do something to thwart that. The media hype right now about we're dangerous. This is all a bunch of fascists coming to power. And you can see that out in the West in places like Arizona and Nevada with Jim Marchand, Secretary of State, Mark Fincher, and particularly Carrie Lake. They've identified Carrie Lake as their most dangerous, an existential threat to their system. She's like Sarah Palin with a little more charm, right? And so they're scared to death of her. They say she's the Trump that's been trained by television, really broadcast news for 25 years. These people are desperate. And now we're taking power all the way from the school boards. This is really the destruction of the Democratic Party as a national political institution. It'll still be very powerful in places like Austin, Texas, these university towns on the coast. It'll have tremendous resources, still control Wall Street and the global corporations. But in the heartland of this country and even in the suburbs, we will have broken it. I just don't believe that they're going to sit there, and particularly when I see the news today, you know, the Saudis came out about this negotiation about OPEC. OPEC had let them know after Biden came over there and kowtowed to them, not only were they not going to increase by a million barrels, there probably was going to be a cut. And with the Biden administration, this is New York Times reporting it, they begged them to please wait a month, just wait till after. It wasn't the problem with the oil and the Americans having to pay more and being their lifestyles change. It was please just wait till after the midterm election. So these people are desperate. They understand Biden's administration ends on the evening of the 8th, that when impeachment hearings will start next year. Garland will be impeached. He'll be thrown out of office. Mayorkas, obviously. Chris Ray will be fired.
I totally agree. So let's war game this. I mean, you say it's my forte, but it's also yours. This is the real world. What will they pull? I think a cyber attack they can blame on Russia, a bigger one, a power outage, provocateurs, some crazy white supremacists to do something, expand the war with Russia where it's so bad they can suspend the election. I mean, they're totally desperate. They've shown that they never give up. They only double down. So from here, I don't see what they won't do, really.
Well, two mystery hits. One is on the pipeline. The other is on the bridge. There are people out there trying to escalate this war rapidly, right? Trying to escalate this war rapidly. And we also have reports, and this is from mainstream reporting, that we've got paramilitary and maybe even some special forces like in Vietnam already in Ukraine, maybe guiding some of the...
Personal friends that are in Army Special Operations that have been there the whole time directing the trips. So let me just say, it's a fact U.S. troops are there and dying, not just contractors. U.S. regular Army are fighting and dying in against Russians. We are at war with Russia.
This is my point. We're at war with Russia, and if they want to move on it, because they understand after we went on the 8th, there's a huge element of our movement that want to get to the – tell people, and even Trump's picked up, get to the negotiating table. Let's figure out a deal. Stop. You know, don't escalate
even
anymore.
Even the Pope's saying that. Even Henry Kissinger's saying that. So if Kissinger's not in charge, who's in charge going towards World War III?
But right now, if you look at every aspect of this, it's the American government. It is Biden and his, you know, the guys around him, Tony Blinken, Sullivan. We just broke today. They had the voice of Bernie Sanders talking about they sent the CIA. This is Bernie Sanders said, yeah, we sent the CIA down to Brazil back in the summer to tell Bolsonaro that we didn't want anything. We didn't want him continue to talk about election fraud. This is they're admitting this now, sending the CIA to Brazil. I think the national security apparatus and the national intelligence apparatus is out of control. Look, it clearly needs to be investigated, but deeply. They understand they've only got 4 weeks, because Tuesday night, 4 weeks from now, they're going to know they got blown out.
I agree. Final segment coming up with the one, the only, Steve Bannon, warroom.org. And, Steve, you work as much as I do. You're on all different times all the time. How often are you doing your show? I know it's every day. I catch the clips and sometimes actually have time to watch the full show. But where do we find the War Room?
I guess it's as easy as warroom.org or on Real America's Voice for 2 hours in the morning, 10 to noon, Eastern Daylight Time, 2 hours in the afternoon, 5 to 7, and then Saturday mornings, 10 to noon, which you've been so gracious to join us in. So, no, we're, I don't know, 26 hours a week or something like that, but it's, and we go up online on Getter a lot. So we're 24/7. We got nothing better to do, Alex, so this is our life.
Hey, history's happening now. We'll be right back with Steve Bannon.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Currency that I traffic in is truth. Doesn't mean I don't make mistakes. Sometimes I've made plenty, but never on purpose. And my accuracy rate is really about 95%. I would say Steve Bannon's is about maybe even, you know, higher, maybe 98. But the point is that we're pro-America. We're pro-freedom. We love our families. We love you. Because if we're going to do well, your family's got to do well. And I don't want to get up here with gloom and doom in this final segment before I come back and take calls with Steve Bannon and try to scare people. But I had on my mind the financial collapse that's happening, and I asked him during the break, I said, what's your next topic? Because we hadn't talked before he came on. He said, serious financial Armageddon, basically, and how they're trying to hold it off until after the midterms to blame Republicans. Now, obviously, nobody's going to buy that, but even J.P. Morgan, even Goldman Sachs, they're coming out criticizing Biden and trying to ban U.S. oil exports. So there's real economic war happening, cutting off our pipelines, not just blowing up the Russian pipelines, and people are seeing through this. Even at the Wall Street level, there's major fights happening, which shows you how much danger we're in. So, Steve, you've been a big financier. You've been a big investor in your own right, not just naval, history and all the rest of it. In the 8 minutes we have left, how serious is this financial situation?
This financial situation is more serious than 1929 to 1932 before the Great Depression. And the reason is the solution for the last time that got us in this problem, 2008, set up an entire infrastructure globally of zero negative interest rates. And now that they, through the gasoline of the fire of inflation, they don't know how to tame it. The way they're doing is raising interest rates across the world, and it's exposing all the issues in this global financial infrastructure. We have $300 trillion of debt throughout the world that's been able to be paid, Alex, because interest rates have been near zero. As interest rates start to spike, you're going to see a collapse all over. Don't take it from me. CNBC had this interview with Jamie Dimon, in which Jamie Dimon said we're going to have a credit crisis. It's coming, and you're going to see either ETFs or these stocks, or he says you're going to see countries. The reporter from CNBC didn't even ask a couple of basic follow-on questions, because I'm sure she had a producer in her ear saying, don't go there. We don't want to frighten the markets. Your audience should be, in particular your international audience, should be looking at this Bank of England situation. The Bank of England, because Liz Truss came up with this kind of plan that didn't make any sense, but they had to intervene. The Bank of England's had to intervene now three times in the gilts, which is the Treasury equivalent of the British government, to keep it from collapsing. And the reason they're doing that is the pension funds own so many. And what they found out in these pension funds, they're highly leveraged, not to hedge their risk, but to get higher returns, because in a zero interest rate world, they need to do it. These pension funds could implode and literally go out of business and really, devastate the United Kingdom. And so there are so many problems we don't even know. And even the big financiers don't even know. In fact, Jamie Dimon, chairman and CEO of J.P. Morgan, says, hey, there's a lot out there that we don't know that we're going to find out. Remember, the financial collapse in 2008 came when they kicked Lehman into bankruptcy and didn't realize Lehman controlled the commercial paper market globally. They were like the trader in it. That led to a financial devastation, as you remember, Alex, that we really have never recovered from, except to have the Federal Reserve print money.
And I totally agree. How does the collapsing Chinese market in real estate tie into this?
100%. I mean, the Chinese right now are trying to prop that. That is one of the reasons Xi, the 20th Party Congress, is trying to take total political and military power, and he's going to try to get people pointed at Taiwan, that we got to reunify Taiwan and essentially bring down the West. This is the thing. Remember, in 2008,
just like Biden's using an escalated Ukraine crisis as a financial diversion, China's going to 100%. Use Taiwan.
You look at that front page of Drudge, and that's what the Biden administration is put. That's the information war that, as you know better than anybody, that's the information war. They're trying to set the predicate in people's minds.
That's right. The Drudge Report, I'm sad to say it, is the mouth of Obama and Biden and the globalists. And you want to know what they think? Just look at it. They're betting everything on war.
Look at that. Zelensky pleads for more help. NATO nuke deterrent exercise next week. They're going to try to build this up rapidly. And so people have to be on. We're not conspiracy theory guys. It's right there. You have to be on guides. Why would this be happening at the exact moment we're about to run the tables and take real political power in the House and the Senate all the way down to state level? We could flip Nevada, New Mexico, and Minnesota. The state legislature's there. This is an overwhelming victory for MAGA. From MAGA.
So shouldn't Putin be smart and pull back? He's being goaded, giving them just what they want.
Listen, who knows how they're making decisions over there right now? You just don't know. They've made some pretty, as you know, because you know warfare as well as anybody, they've made some pretty bad mistakes in this war, particularly if it was about the eastern provinces. They made some pretty big mistakes. So who knows how they're making decisions? One thing I will tell you, the Russian people don't give up. Don't worry about the guys around, you know, the KGB people around. The Russian people don't give up. And so folks got to understand that backing Zelensky and these Ukrainians, which is the third most corrupt government in the world, has been a fool's errand. And the people of Europe are waking up to this. Italy knows that. France knows that. The German people know it. The British people know it. So the people over there see exactly what's going on. I'm just afraid they're going to try to use some smokescreen now to try to thwart our massive victory on November 8th.
No, I totally agree. And if you see the pre-programming of mainstream media and of the Biden administration and of Hillary and Obama and now the WEF, it's cyber attack. It wasn't hard to predict that a month ago. They're betting it all on that. And I think what we saw with the airport attacks yesterday with the cyber attack is a beta test to see if we can somehow blame Russia for that. I just don't see it working.
Well, as long as you're on watch and now back off of getting shut down in Connecticut and Texas, yes, because you called it, I think, on our show 4 or 5 weeks ago. You said exactly what's going to happen. There's going to be cyber attacks on our infrastructure, and they're going to blame Russia. What happened? 17 cyber attacks, and immediately they blame Russia with no evidence put forward for that. So I think people just have to be aware. That's why we're getting so many volunteers into the counting rooms to make sure they don't steal this election. Right now, you saw in Colorado today that the Secretary of State inadvertently sent 30,000 voter registrations to non-citizens in Colorado. They said, oops,
oopsie.
It was just a glitch software.
With 2 minutes left, what else do you want to impart to this audience?
I think just be on watch. You got to listen, everybody in your audience, your activists, the Wormar, we have, this is time now to put our differences aside. Everybody come together. You know, you got to get, you can be a force multiplier and push out the information from these shows. And as importantly, own your vote. Also volunteer to do something. Get out to vote or get into a counting room as a poll worker. Okay, as a poll worker inside the room, this is the way we make sure this thing's not stolen.
And don't think we have it in the bag. Sure, all the numbers show a landslide. We've got to override the fraud with even bigger numbers. And just in closing, I want to commend Trump for being a peacemaker and calling for peace. I mean, there should be some type of armistice, some type of ceasefire, and I think Trump should be the guy to broker it.
Plus his arc. Remember, he didn't start out great on this, right? There was a little happy talk about Ukraine. He's come a long way. And right now, if you had to put anybody in a room to make a deal, I would say President Trump would be the guy. He's there. What he's talking about immediate de-escalation, get into the room, have, you know, Turkey, have some guys from Europe, have the Ukrainians, obviously the Russians, have somebody like Trump in there that can bring people together. Let's cut a deal. You're going to have a lot less dead women and children in Ukraine, and you're not going to have this thing metastasize, which could already go to biological, chemical, or nuclear warfare.
Well, Steve, they're trying to put you in prison. They're trying to put me under the jail as well. Everybody should pray for you and support you, but I know what you really want is folks to share the word about warroom.org, the incredible videos, live reports, and articles you're posting.
I tell you what, Alex, you know what I want the audience to do? Pray for our enemies. They're the ones that are going to need prayers, not Alex Jones and Steve Bannon.
Well, you're right. Our enemies are collapsing. We're the tip of the spear. Steve Bannon, thanks for the time.
Thanks, brother.
All right. Wow, that was powerful. Okay, I promise, folks, your calls are just a few minutes away. We're going right to your calls. Bam, 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 bam. So just no matter how great you are, because you're all awesome, I'm going to give each person a minute and a half, and I'm hanging up on you. I'll give like a 20-second comment, but I love it. When I tune in to rebroadcast and I hear me taking like 30 calls, it sounds so good. You guys bring up such amazing points. We're coming right back to you. Stay with us. Fluoride is the enemy. It's the bad halogen to the same family as chlorine, bromide, you name it. What's the good halogen? Ladies and gentlemen, it is iodine. And we have the highest quality iodine you're going to find anywhere, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is X3 triiodine, the deep red crystal iodine, and two other healthy types that help absorb it better into the cells for all cellular function and for energy and so much more. Get your X3 exclusively today at InfoWarsStore.com. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it energizes your body and every cellular function. It takes about 2 weeks for it to kick in. A couple drops every day under the tongue. Experience X3 today, back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm taking a ton of your phone calls in the next hour and a half then. We have a very special guest in the fourth hour today. But when we talk about the economy, we talk about war, we talk about the borders, we talk about all of it, the enemy is making their move right now. We are living in the time that the old timers warned me about when I was a kid that was coming. And man, were they not absolutely dead on. There were such incredible patriots that built this country, and they knew who the enemy was, and they knew how to oppose it, and they held it off for so long. But now the enemy's making their move, but we're not being caught flat-footed, ladies and gentlemen. All right. We're going to go to your phone calls. I just want to let everybody know that we've got the big mega super sale going right now. I've extended it until Thursday. It's got to stop on Thursday. And we'll still have X3, and we'll still have Vitamin Mineral Fusion for sale for 50% off. That sale will continue for a few weeks while supplies last. Unfortunately, with supply chain breakdowns, we got most of the products back in the last few months, but we only had the money because we got behind, didn't have enough product to sell it, so we had to order only a little bit. We're running out of DNA Force Plus. We're running out of the D3 gummies with the calcium and the 1,100% of daily allowance organic vitamin C with zinc, Linus Pauling formula, and we're running out of the Brain Force Ultra and the Brain Force Plus. We're running out of the all of it. But despite that, the sale goes. I guess we're doing a super long special emergency broadcast tomorrow until midnight with a bunch of special guests. So it'll have to end at Thursday night. But those other two great products will continue on sale until they sell out. There's a run on iodine because people think it gives them radiation protection. Yes, a few of the main isotopes in a nuclear attack, it fills your thyroid with those so you don't absorb the bad isotopes. Yes, but it's not bulletproof. We don't sell it because of that. But everybody's buying it because of that. We sell it for what it does to your energy, to your immune system, to your focus, to your clarity, to your libido. It takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, a couple drops a day under the tongue. Everybody should try X3. We've gotten it before and loved it. It's 50% off right now. X3, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. You can also get signed and unsigned copies of The Great Reset and The War for the World, off and on the number one book in the world right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I just love Steve Bannon. I'm so glad he's part of the show. I can tell you the real credit goes to the listeners, everybody, for making it number one. But every time I go on Bannon, that guy's got an incredible audience. Every time I go on, it goes to number one for a day or two, which is awesome. And then I get paid twice a year for the book sales. So 3-4 months, we should probably get a couple $1 million check, which is great. But with the bandwidth and the crew and the legal and all that, it takes that to stay in the fight. So that's great money built forward. Hope we get paid before a nuclear war. Hope the nuclear war doesn't happen. But currently, the support we get from the book sales is at InfoWarsStore.com. Because we buy it for the publisher, and then we make like $10 on the unsigned. The signed is a fundraiser, so we make like $80 on that. So if you really want to support us, get a signed copy. As part of the fundraiser, get the signed copies at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, I'm done. Done plugging. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to, and we're going in the order they're received. D in Australia, good call from Australia earlier. D in Arizona, a little bit closer. D in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, for having me on. Hey, you're doing a hell of a job, and you're specializing big time in the vaccination, and I want to thank you. But a subject that really needs to be covered, and don't take this in the wrong way, because first and foremost, we have to win the election. That's the bottom line. But for everything to work out and all the hard work that you're doing and all the patriots across America, for us to just sit and hand it over to Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell, Elise Stefanik, and now we found out Jim Jordan is dirty. We're just wasting our time. I believe, and I know people, the
American
people.
Isn't it sad that Jim Jordan now supports internet censorship?
It's a shame. It's a damn shame in plain English. But, I mean, we got to start letting these people know that, first of all, we're talking about leadership. Well, they're not doing anything. All we see is them going along with the war. We see them going along with the border.
So what do we do about the neocons and rhinos? And I agree with you. It's a balancing act. I cover the vaccine because we're beating it. We're stopping it. It's saving lives. But if we don't get the right party in and the right people in, they're going to bring it back. So you're right. We should be spending half our time on the election and half our time trying to stop World War III, but then half our time on, well, there's not half our time. The math doesn't do it. So how do we split that up? Are you saying the election's most important, World War III's most important, or the poison shot's most important? What do you think?
I believe we should be able to walk and chew bubblegum at the same time. We have to be out there winning. And we have to win the election, of course, but, you know, just like you said, if we hand this back over to these idiots, look at what they're doing. Look at the bills they're signing alone. They are part of the problem. And the only way to really clean the country up is to take the complete badness out of it. And I don't see anybody. And the reality is, and you know this as well as I do, Alex, they're going after you for absolutely nothing. These people that are in Congress are criminals. The people in Senate are criminals. And this investigation stuff is a joke. Like we're going to have hearings.
Hearings about the FBI's corruption. Give me a break.
They got steamrolled, my brother. And
I hear you, D. I appreciate your call. Greg in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how you doing?
Good, brother.
This is the laser guy. Hey, three things. Number one, people forget it was Obama administration that defunded Star Wars program, okay? Number two, we have to get on the offense here, all right? Instead of sitting back, waiting for things to happen and then react and talk about it. No. So we got to get somewhere, and someone's going to be in the offense. We got to get on the stage and make some moves here. This is they're coming at us all angles. We got millions of people coming in over the border. We got all the drugs. We got people thinking about that. We got people thinking about Russia closing down computer systems everywhere. World War III, you know, Ukraine, USA are the same thing right now. That's our war over there. That's us fighting. That's not Ukraine fighting. That's the USA.
You're right. NATO and the U.S. are toe-to-toe with the Russians right now.
Yeah, it's terrible. And, Alex, I just want to mention one thing to you. I know things get swamped, and especially swamped. Your mind gets bogged down a lot. You were having a little bit of a hesitation earlier today. Sometimes just take a deep breath, sit back, and look at everything third person. Take a deep breath.
I agree, brother, and I love you, and I appreciate you. I try to disconnect from it all and just be like that Zen or Buddhist term where you still care, but you're removed from it, and I'm trying to do that. DJ in New York. DJ, thanks for calling.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Just wanted to comment on how things are degrading here in New York at a rapid rate. When you have all of these migrants come here, and I don't blame your governor down there busting them up here, whoever's flying them up here. There's so many thousands of them.
Well, I mean, it's a horrible thing to do to you, but we get 100 times that. So we're just trying to make the Democrats stop by giving them a small taste.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what's going to happen, because I think you'll go along with this. They're putting them up in hotels, and they're talking about a luxury ship they're going to put them on. They put them up in fairly nice places, cut a deal, pay them. They got $100 billion annual budget in this city that I don't even see how they're going to sustain it anymore. So the mayor is already going with his cup out to the Fed and the state to cover the cost of this.
That's right. They'll start farming them like they do homeless.
Right. And so Biden is going to go along with it and drain the Treasury some more so that these blue states, blue cities can sustain this influx. Now, you got in the other side of the coin, you got all these people in New York still suffering from the COVID calamity to the economy here, and they're getting evicted from their apartments and living in trailers and cars.
Hold on, DJ. Don't hang up. I want you to have the floor. This is important. I want to play the clip of the mayor saying, this isn't our problem. We didn't ask for this. When they're the authors of it, I'm going to play that clip and go back to DJ, then Mike, and so many others straight ahead on this live Tuesday broadcast. We got a whole other hour of calls coming up, and then a very, very special guest. Stay with us. And please visit Van.video, folks. Such incredible videos.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. confidence. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
So this Tuesday, live October 11th transmission, we're talking to DJ, and we're going to talk to Angela and others here in just a moment. But recap, you're in New York describing 2 years of lockdowns, what it's like, the illegal aliens by the tens of thousands being brought in, your mayor panicking. Let's play a clip of the new mayor of New York that just illustrates everything we are talking about. Here's Eric Adams' clip 4 on the illegal immigrant crisis. We have not asked for this. The Democrats literally, Biden said, surge the border, I'm elected. There was never any agreement to take on the job of supporting thousands of asylum seekers. What do you think the rest of the country does taking on millions a month? It's millions a month. Here it is.
New Yorkers are angry. I am angry too. We have not asked for this. There was never any agreement to take on the job of supporting thousands of asylum seekers. This responsibility was simply handed to us without warning as buses began showing up. There's no playbook for this, no precedent.
No playbook, no precedent? Obama completely opened the border, had millions a month coming across. Trump basically shut it down 99%. Then Biden, before he even got elected, said, when I'm elected, immediately surge the border, you'll all be legalized. Millions and millions and millions and millions a month, in just in Texas alone. Not to mention Arizona and California and other states on the border. There's no playbook, there's no precedent. You did this. Your party did this. In fact, guys, find the clip of Biden saying, if I get elected, immediately surge the border. Because that clip doesn't get played enough. I tell family about that. They go, oh, he didn't really say that. Oh, they found the clip that fast. This crew is incredible. Here's a clip.
What I would do as president is several more things, because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come. I would change the order that the president just changed, saying women who were being beaten and abused could no longer claim that as a reason for asylum.
Beaten and abused. They're getting beaten and abused now. So you just heard it. Maybe everybody should send this clip to the mayor of New York. There's no precedent. We didn't do this. No, you did do this. Your party did this, buddy boy. But they want us all censored so we can't point that out. DJ, I wanted to set that up for you. Tell us what's happening in New York. Go ahead.
Well, you know, you got this problem of both the immigrants or migrants, and you have the homeless that were made homeless, many people. They can't afford the rent. The rent is so ridiculous here. What a conflict between the two, and how disenfranchised the citizens have to feel when they're homeless and then other people are being put up in nice hotels and stuff. It's just absolutely crazy. And now we've got this witch for a governor that nobody elected, and I got to believe, because we're in a blue state here, they're going to have an easier time of stealing the election and trying to ease out this Republican that a lot of people outside the city want to be the governor, Zeldin. And it's neck and neck. I can't even see how it can be neck and neck with those two. But that's the other problem that we're facing, because this governor doesn't want to save the state, and this candidate that wants to be governor is campaigning to save
the communists want to drive stuff into collapse to make us capitulate. But as long as we blame them, it backfires on them. That's the key.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. There's so much stuff going on here, it boggles the mind. And a lot of it is in the outer boroughs, Alex, what we call the outer boroughs. In other words, not in Manhattan, because a lot of the restrictions of the parking do not enable people to be in their cars and sleep in their cars and trailers. But out in Queens and in Brooklyn and the Bronx,
it's a war zone.
And you have the subways that I don't even go into anymore. There's just one violent.
Oh, by the way, I've talked to people that are tough guys that have recently been to New York, and they said the subways look like an episode of The Road Warrior.
Hey, you met me. I'm 6'2". I'm a big guy, and I'm capable. I know how to fight. I don't want to go down there. I don't want to get shot or stabbed or just. I don't even want to see it. It's so ugly what goes on down on the subways now. Every day there's.
And a lot of people say, "Well, just get a car." In New York, most people couldn't have a car.
Yeah. Well, what they do is they go buy a beat up car or they get a trailer and they hook up the trailer to a vehicle and. There are places that are unrestricted parking and you can go to. And
so how's it all going to end? What do you see happening?
I think that the economic collapse nationwide is imminent. The market is so unstable and down that it's just going to take a little bit beyond this tipping point to bring it all the way down, because the globalists control that. That's their piggy bank. And they're going to pull the trigger on that when they want to. And that may happen before the election as well.
I think it'll happen after. Thank you so much for the call. Thank you, sir. Mike in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Okay. Good to be on, Alex. I appreciate all your stuff.
Appreciate you.
I really feel like InfoWars saved my family's life. So I wanted to talk about the Florida Surgeon General's vaccine study that he tweeted out and got canceled real quick.
Isn't he badass?
Yes, he's cool as hell, man, and I'm glad to be a Florida resident. But so in the fine print of that study, they excluded four groups of people from that study. Anyone who had COVID, died of COVID, or got a booster, or was after.
That's right, so it's far worse than even his study. His study was very conservative.
Yeah. Right, exactly. exactly. It shows such a small picture of what really is. So I feel like it would have freaked the whole world out, and they would have called it a farce, you know, if they would have.
Yeah, not as an 84% increase in heart attacks, men 13 to, what, 38 or whatever. It's far worse. But he just did a very conservative study that the state could do.
Yeah, and it's just really incredible. I mean, I just can't believe that this is like that. People don't freak out over that. 84% is a huge number in that age range.
Man, they're killing us. And again, they knew it. Remember the October 2000 doctor from the CDC predicted it all.
Yep, they sure did. They've been calling it since the beginning, and I literally can't thank them for words enough for suggesting going to God and doing their own research.
Brother, we're in this together. So thank you. Thank you, Mike. Let's go ahead and take another call. Who's up next? Carlos in Canada. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. About 2,000 years ago, Jesus of Nazareth in the temple flipped the moneylender's tables over. This was not the sort of thing we expected Jesus of Nazareth to do, but he did.
Only time Christ got violent was with the bankers.
Right. And what did he say? Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and you don't belong here. The day that the money lenders decided that they were going to run the world, Alex, we should have overturned their tables, and we didn't. We haven't. And now we're paying the price. Essentially, the bottom line is that...
Yeah, now PayPal says they're going to fine you $2,500 for political views. We've given the bankers total control.
That's right. And it's always through the financial control that they try to control you. Have you noticed? It's always financial control, either through lawfare or financial control through firing you. And it incorporated into a body called corporation that became international. And if you listen carefully and decode Prince Charles' comments to the World Economic Forum, he says, oh, today, you guys, the 1,000 corporations that are members of the World Economic Forum, you guys have more money than entire governments. You are now the governments of the world, and we have to defend that power with military order. Now, if we don't listen to that, we lose our liberty, and essentially, you bring down the individual, but eventually, you have to bring down the constitutions that were forged through effort for 2,000 years, through wars and peace and treaties of Westphalia, etc., to get so that we have corporations to destroy our institutions. And that's what's next. It is the American Constitution, the destruction of America, that must take place for them to take over the world. And that's what it's all about. It's as simple as that. Now, do we want to go along with that? Do we want to?
No, you're right. They're turning us into chattel slavery and saying we control your mind and you can't use money. We should all unify behind it. Isn't it good that people backlash against PayPal?
Well, yes. And among other things, nobody wants to have to milk their insects in the morning because there's no milk to go with your breakfast and then eat those insects for lunch. I mean, this is a world that we simply do not want.
So they're selling us a dystopia. Instead, we should reject the New World Order and everything it stands for. Thank you, Carlos. All right, Angela, Alex, Jason, Frank, Jordan, son of Abraham, Tyson, Greg, David, the order your calls came in, the next hour will be nothing but calls and some other breaking news we've got coming in. But it's all coming up next hour. And then I'm told Mike Adams has got, he's always got huge news. It's always world-changing. It's always the most important you can hear. But Mike Adams has got big news in the fourth hour today. Ahead of the War Room with the great Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central. Only way the transmission gets out is you taking the links at band.video and infowars.com/show and sharing them. And, of course, they're censored because it's truth and it's victory. We'll be right back with hour number three.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.